Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. I have asked my buddy, Pat McShay, investigative reporter, researcher extraordinaire, to come back on the program with me. We're going to do another information overload. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jerry. Thanks.
You know, Pat and I, we travel in the same circles. We're reading the same stuff, and, well, we're both kind of curious little buggers, and we got to try to dig in the wall and find answers for what's really going on behind the scenes because, well, these people aren't going to tell us straight away. And we always have fun chatting. So it's kind of becoming pretty regular that I get Pat on here. When I see what's going on in Washington, D.C. and around the world, it's a no-brainer because I want to get his feedback and compare it to the notes that I've gathered. Kevin McCarthy, Republican in name only. He had a heck of a fight on his hands just to become Speaker after the Republicans took control of the House. And, well, he's living up to the name of a rhino with this budget dilemma that's going on, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people, this doesn't surprise a lot of people. Rand Paul came out and said fake conservatives agree to fake spending cuts. This deal is going to increase mandatory spending, increase military spending. It's going to maintain current non-military discretionary spending at post-COVID levels. There's no real cuts to see here. He said that conservatives have been sold out once again, which is true. It still funds Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents, which Kevin McCarthy said back in January that was going to be the first thing that they cut, which he didn't follow through on that. Ron DeSantis just this morning blasted Speaker McCarthy's debt ceiling deal, declaring it totally inadequate when America's on the verge of bankruptcy. I think a lot of people would say that America's already bankrupt, but prior to this deal, the country was bankrupt, and this deal's not going to change a thing. The deal came under immediate assault, though, by members of the House Freedom Caucus, like Chip Roy from Texas called this compromise a turd sandwich, while Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina said it was passing, anyone voting for this, it would be insanity. So this is a horrible deal. It's going to add $4 to $5 trillion to the budget in just the next year and a half. And it's only going to cut about $50 billion from what Biden had wanted to pass. So this is a real disappointment.
It is a travesty. And, you know, I've said this before, Pat, but most of the people that are in Congress, although they're criminal, they're not dumb. But it's something that sucks the common sense out of most of them when they get inside the Beltway. If you or I tried to kite a check like Congress does, we would be arrested and we would be charged with theft by check. And we would either be in a check writing class understanding basic economics or we would be sent to jail. But these people continue to spend more money than they take in. It's ridiculous.
Well, and they're only able to do that because the dollar is the world currency for most countries. And that's in real jeopardy right now. So, you know, these spending bills, like these trillion-dollar bills, these could be a thing of the past real soon, unfortunately, for these greedy politicians that aren't concerned at all about rising costs for Americans.
No, they're not. T-bills are taking a hit, so the value of the dollar keeps going down. It's almost as if this is Biden playing into the Xi Jinping Chinese red commie playbook. We devalue the dollar. The Chinese, was it the yuan, is used as a world currency for buying oil and stuff like that. And China is right on the verge of becoming the next superpower, and America is about to become a third world dung heap.
Yeah, China controls the World Health Organization. We like to think we've got a lot of influence, and we probably did have a lot more a few years back. But right now, we are a target of the globalist bankers, just like Russia is. And once Russia's taken down, that's a globalist war. That's being fought for the Jewish oligarchs and bankers that control the planet, basically. And the reason that we need to get the heck out of Ukraine and start worrying about America is the path that we're on is total domination by China. Once Russia's taken down, which I think China would allow, because they know that the EU is just about out of business. And then the United States, I don't think, could withstand what's coming. And, you know, venues like this show, you know, won't be around long. People better start listening up, because unless there's real action, we're just going to go down the tubes. And they're already planning another pandemic. They're already planning the death of the dollar. They've already got a new monetary system in place. And once the internet's gone, we're going to start. It won't be anything to see climate change lockdowns and future pandemics that will not be about viruses. They'll be about total control of American citizens. And once Biden signs this pandemic treaty that I've written about in a few articles, our rights will all be gone. We will no longer have sovereignty, and our citizenship here in America will be worthless, which is why they're pulling a Cloward and Piven ploy to flood the borders and bust the system. That's what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. And with Biden towing the company line of Red China and starting to investigate and implement the digital dollar, social credit scores are starting to come online. And I mean, it's already going on in China. So they're leading the pack, and America is no longer at the forefront of what's moving forward in a positive way. We are in the back seat, and we got Z driving, and Americans are happy as long as they got 2 weeks of vacation, like a two-car garage, couple cars, they got food and they got cable and they got internet. They think everything is hunky-dory, and they get 2 weeks of vacation at Disney World so that they can groom their kids. They don't think anything's wrong.
Well, that, and you know, they're not aware that Joe Biden's Jewish Department of Homeland Security director, Mayorkas, is currently funding universities with our tax dollars to brainwash students into believing that Christians and Republicans are Nazis and white supremacists. So you've got that going on. You know, Mayorkas is a dual Israeli citizen, and unfortunately, these people don't like Christians, and they don't like white people, and white people in the military have been under attack since Obama was in office. Obama started all these racist policies, and Biden has picked them all up and put them on steroids.
Well, that's because Biden is just a proxy. He's the puppet that Obama and Obama's handlers are controlling.
Right. And time's running out on this pandemic treaty that Biden's trying to get us involved in. And the scary thing is No politicians are even talking about it.
Nope.
I don't see anything about it. And, you know, I saw a great quote by Nelson Mandela. He said, our world is not divided by race, color, gender, or religion. He said, our world is divided into wise people and fools. And the fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, and religion. And Biden thinks we're all fools. And unfortunately, that's why these woke companies like Budweiser and all these major corporations that are going after the transsexual vote and the LGBTQ vote and calling whites nationalists and racists, they're showing themselves to be the traitors. And, you know, Joe Biden promised to bring the country together and promised unity. And his racist policies are what are driving a wedge between Christians and non-Christians, whites and blacks and Asians and Hispanics, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. It's all being done by the Biden administration. They're putting a magnifying glass on every one of our differences.
That they are. You know, it still boggles the mind how we went from being a melting pot. That's what I was taught when I was a kid, that we welcomed all of these immigrants, legal immigrants, into this country. They assimilated and they enhanced the national fabric of our nation. The reason right. We were a superpower is because people wanted to be here, because we had the American dream where they could work hard, come up, be creative, come up with something that people would want to use and better their lives, their children's lives, but not anymore.
Right. And, you know, this whole thing about hating white people and nationalists, all this started back with the Patriot Act. Most people don't even know what's in the Patriot Act, but the Patriot Act looks at Christians, patriots, veterans, Christians. It looks at all of those groups as possible enemy combatants and people to be suspicious of. You know, you had the University of New York Law School this weekend had a commencement speaker named Fata Muhammad, and she said in her speech that all laws are white supremacy, and America has a ravenous appetite for destruction and violence. Well, you know, there is some truth in that statement. I doubt that you can say that America is the only country that is destructive and violent, but, you know, that speech got thunderous applause from the liberal crowd. And, you know, you see speakers like at West Point this weekend, they had Kamala Harris on there talking about what a great job the Biden Defense Department is doing. Nothing could be further from the truth, by the way, for anybody that's paying attention. You know, everything that they have said about this war in Ukraine has been a lie. And again, that all goes back to 2014 when Obama conspired with the EU and NATO and Israel to, you know, do a bloody coup to take over Ukraine and start firing on the Donbass region that is controlled by Russia-speaking people. So this whole thing was done by NATO and Obama, the Obama-led cabinet. So yeah. We're just being lied to about everything.
You know, it was funny when Russia went in and defended the Russian-speaking citizens. All of a sudden, we hear that there were bio labs funded by United States taxpayer dollars doing gain-of-function research, and all of a sudden, you know, it splashed across the news, and then it got quiet. And now, Russia, wasn't it from Russian media or one of the Russian politicians, claiming that there are more bio labs in Ukraine creating pathogens that are 40% more deadly than the scamdemic that we just went through.
Yes, yes. They found several dozen. I think it was 42 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. So, yes, Russia went to the U.N., complained about that, and it was completely hushed up. The media barely talked about it. Tucker Carlson did talk about it. The Senate brought in Victoria Nuland, who was the undersecretary under Hillary Clinton, was behind the bloody coup in 2014, and she knew all about the biolabs. I'm shocked that she admitted to it, but yes, I'm sure that these were set up likely during the Obama administration, and that's why they didn't want Trump nosing around in Ukraine too much, because there was so much corruption, and they were, at the time, opening up all these bio labs. So I don't know whether Trump knew about it or not. I'm sure he would deny any involvement, but I'm sure they were put in place, many of them, during his term in office.
None of them are without guilt. None of them. They're all part and parcel with this. And, well, Trump is the one that was at the forefront for Operation Warp Speed, where we're going to have a COVID jab for the flu that is going to be developed overnight, and we're going to save everybody. You know, I'm sorry, but we were a lot healthier when we didn't flood our children's immune systems with this poison. And now they came out with this COVID jab, this gene therapy that is just, I mean, we got people dying left, right, and center. Kids on high school kids, children.
Yes.
They're just walking. There was an Air Force cadet walking to class. He fell down dead.
Yes. Kids are dying right and left. I read about new instances almost every day, and the problem is for the government is people are waking up and finding out that the government knew that these vaccines weren't safe. They knew they were experimental, and they knew that a lot of people were dying and getting sick in the trials, and they covered it up. You know, in just the first, I think 90 or 120 days, over 1,200 people that got these vaccines early on dropped dead within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. And no one reported that. And not only that, but they weren't even counting people as vaccine deaths until they had been vaccinated for 2 weeks. So everyone that dropped dead under 2 weeks wasn't counted as a vaccine death.
No, it was a COVID death.
Yeah, they were counting those as COVID deaths. So, you know, and this thing was all planned. People have a problem accepting that this was planned, but Celeste Solem was a FEMA whistleblower who came out and said that they were planning this years ago. And Dr. Fauci came out before Trump was even sworn into office and said that Trump was going to have a pandemic during his first 4 years. Now, how in the world did he know that? Because they had been planning this for a while. And until some of those people go on trial and we get to the bottom of who all knew, they know that Bill Gates had a slush fund and was paying these medical personnel and various scientists millions, tens of millions of dollars to go along with this sterilization and depopulation program. And that's exactly what it was. This was a Pentagon, Defense Department, and DARPA program that was set up by our own government. That's what they're not telling us. And, you know, that's barely leaked out on the internet. But I wrote an article about it, and people should go read that, because no one's getting in trouble for that, just like no one's gotten in trouble for spying on a presidential candidate and a president for 4 years. You know, they know that dozens of people conspired. Think about that. Our former President Obama conspired with Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, all of our intelligence agencies, including the CIA, FBI, and NSA, to spy on a presidential candidate. And they're saying that they didn't change that election. Yeah. And there's a mountain of evidence to prove it that's been hidden from the public. So it's just scary. The media is complicit in all this.
Propagandistic media. That's all it is. It's all propaganda. It's all about mind control. And okay. Speaking of mind control, let's talk about global warming. You hear all these people talking about climate change, climate change, climate change. I saw a post this morning on Twitter that Taylor Swift, everybody knows who she is. She's a big pop star and she writes love songs and breakup songs and she's just, I can't stand her, but that's my personal opinion.
Right.
But last year, her carbon footprint was larger than most people's carbon footprint in their lifetime with her use of private jets. I think she had over 200 private jet flights last year, and she wasn't even on tour.
Well, look at Al Gore. He doesn't go anywhere unless he's on a private jet. And did you see the other day, he's now calling for farmers to quit growing food in America. Yeah. They've already suggested that in a number of other countries. The Dutch government has put 3,000 farmers out of business. And John Kerry, they not only don't want us to grow food, they don't want us to eat meat, and they keep telling us how tasty bugs are. So that's where we're headed. People better wake up. And according to a new research from the American Academy of Neurology, global warming is fueling a rise in neurological diseases, migraine headaches, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and stroke symptoms. Except those are all side effects from the COVID vaccine. They're blaming it on global warming. Yeah. How crazy is that? You know, and they've got evidence. They've got evidence, Jerry, that 10,000 years ago was 10 times hotter than it is today, and there was no ice in Iceland. So are we getting warmer or colder? It's crazy. We're looking at having record colds again on four continents here. They're already talking about the record cold in Australia, record cold in England. You know, we're having record colds every year.
Well, Al Gore must be planning a trip because it seemed whenever Al Gore had one of these symposiums on global warming, they had catastrophic snowstorms, ice storms, and frigid frost, cold temperatures. So.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know what Al Gore's eating, but he's not eating bugs and he's not on a vegan diet. I can tell you that.
You know, it's funny, they want us to eat meat, but you'll never see them. When they have their World Economic Forum, do you see what they eat? They've got grass-fed beef. They flew there. Yeah. They flew there on private jets with unvaccinated pilots because, well, they're more valuable than the cattle, the sheeple that are out there following this garbage. And they're driving their SUVs all over the countryside to explore the majesty that God has created for us. But we need to live in 15-minute cities. We need to do away with our gas guzzlers. We need to have an EV or take public transit or ride a bike or exercise and walk because we're obese.
I wrote about that, these 15-minute cities. They don't want us driving. They know that in 8 years when they plan to ban gas-powered cars, they know that they're not going to be able to put everybody in a electric car. So what they're really saying is you little people aren't going to be able to drive anymore. You're going to have a certain status to drive, and you're going to have a special permission just to get out of your 15-minute city. People are used to driving across country. That's going to be a thing of the past in America, man. We're We're going to be shut down and controlled. And that's what's, you know, that's what they're pushing. Look at what's going on in, you know, Ukraine. You've got, they're using depleted uranium now over there. They're talking, they're giving, them F-16s, which is new. Russia just said if you give them F-16s, nothing's off the table. And Biden's going ahead with the F-16s. I mean, these people are seriously deranged.
That they are.
You know, Ukraine is down to sending poor and untrained people into the meat grinder there in Ukraine. They're sending young kids. They're sending old men. They're sending married fathers with six kids. I mean, they're not going to have anybody left. The rich people, they all got out of the country.
They're not sending their kids over there, that's for sure.
Well, are they purging the Goyim? Is that why Israel was so interested? You know, the Khazar Jews are from Kiev area, that would make sense.
I thought it was supposed to be a second homeland.
Yeah, I think that's where it's headed, yeah.
Well, that's all going to be part of Greater Israel. I think that's the end goal, is to have all of that. And, you know,
I think the United States will be an extension of the Greater Israel if they have their way.
We will be the slave colony for Greater Israel because we've got so many natural resources that we will still be a viable source of important materials, food. Because when we kill off all the sheeple, eating bugs and jabbing them with this gene therapy and killing everybody off, then there will be some that will be a remnant, and they will be the slaves that will take care of our masters, and we will.
Well, they want to take over all the oil and the minerals that Russia is rich with. So they're going to end up with that.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize how resource rich Russia is. I've read a number of things about Russia's resources, natural resources that are right there, and
maybe the richest in the world.
I think so. But because of the climate, they're unable to access it as readily as we are. But if they ever, if they ever mount enough of technology and gumption and get after it, Russia could have never been bowed under communism if they had the foresight under the czars to utilize their natural resources to combat the unhappiness that the commies sowed, the Bolsheviks.
Yeah, I wrote recently in one of my articles, I mean, we are the same Jewish bankers that, you know, took over Russia over 100 years ago. They're the same families that are behind the war in Ukraine today. They're the same bankers that control our fate, you know, and now you've got Ukraine demanding German missiles capable of striking Moscow. The Germans are just fully on board, although I don't think they want to be. Most of those countries are sorry they even got involved, and a lot of those countries are still getting oil and gas from Russia.
Yeah.
Japan, they stepped away from us and said, hey, we need some oil from Russia. So they're going to do what they have to do until they see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, people don't realize how much animosity there is between Japan and Russia. Necessity breeds strange bedfellows. And, well, Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes, buddy, and we're just getting scratching the surface.
Great.
We're going to have to take a brief pause, and when Pat and I come back, we're going to dive right back in. We're covering Information Overload Volume 8. We're up to Volume 8 because, well, we just can't be tied down to one topic. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. You and I both know how powerful Tex Mars's research, his exposés, his documentaries, his books, and his radio show, how ahead of his time he always was. I read Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, and it really kind of shocked me. I didn't really see what Tex was writing as what was happening, but now it's so poignant. Well, in January of 2012, 11 years ago, more than 11 years ago, Tex Mars produced a documentary that a lot has come to pass, but so much more is right on the horizon. It is still vital information today. It is entitled Die, America, Die. The Economic Misery Index is at an all-time high. There are millions of Americans out of work, and there are fewer and fewer job prospects for them. There are protesters and demonstrators occupying our streets and demanding that politicians do something to fix America's financial condition. But the political gridlock prevails, and in fact, there really is no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Incompetence, graft, corruption, scandal. They're found everywhere inside the Beltway in D.C. and every state capital in the Union. America seems to be sinking into a hellhole of defeat, and a final economic cataclysmic event may soon be at hand. But is this breaking of America's back a planned series of fiascos? Is there an elitist group backed by the money power, including the Federal Reserve, the White House, and corporate banking interests, overseeing this destructive process? Indeed, is Red China their perfect communist ideal, set to rise as the leader of the New World Order? George Soros said that China was destined to become the leader of the New World Order. Will it come to pass? Will the U.S. be leveled and the dollar decimated? Will the tyrants in Beijing benefit? Can we stop this plan and make America great once again? You will discover this and so much more in this powerful 80-minute documentary by Tex Mars, Die, America, Die. We're only asking $25. Please add $6 for shipping and handling. That'll make your total $31. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for Die America Die right there on the main page. If you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Die, America, Die. Explosive documentary by Tex Mars. $31 postpaid. If you don't have a copy, you need to get yours today. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be back.
You know, the best thing about the internet is we get so much more news that will never see the light of day on controlled media, like the guy that was a white supremacist who rented a U-Haul van and tried to attack the White House. Did you happen to see what nationality that white supremacist was?
Yeah, wasn't he Indian?
That or Asian? He was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was a white supremacist. So
yeah, just like the white supremacist shooter down in Texas a couple of weeks ago, who was a Hispanic gang member.
Yeah. You know, the narrative keeps getting twisted more and more, and it's all about white supremacy. There is an attack against anybody that has less pigmentation in their skin than others. It's a war on whites.
Yeah, this weekend Jane Fonda said that white men and racism were behind the climate crisis and should be arrested. Thanks. Hanoi Jane, man. You thought she was gone, but no.
You know, she is grappling, trying to get back to relevance. Because after her marriage to Ted Turner bombed, and she got too old to be cast as anything but a great grandmother in Hollywood, because they like their women to be pliable and young and voluptuous, and Jane Fonda with all the lines that they got no use for, they just use them up and spit them out. But her coming out and talking about white men are the blame for global warming. I talked about Taylor Swift in the first half having a bigger carbon footprint last year than I will in my lifetime. She's a white woman. So it's only certain groups of people that are to blame for all of the ills of this country?
Yeah. Well, white people are out of favor now. And, you know, I'd hate to be in the job market as a young white man. In today's job market, I don't think, you know, I'd be able to even get a job.
Well, as many as are open and nobody wants to work, you might have a chance. You know, I did see, you know, Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs on TV has been a proponent of tech schools or trade schools for high school students. You don't need to create $150,000 in student loans. You can go to a trade school, learn how to be a plumber, an electrician. And honestly, Pat, those jobs will never go out of favor. I mean,
my grandfather was a plumber and started his own business and became a millionaire before he died. So yeah, plumbers, electricians, pipe fitters, steel workers. There's so many jobs out there for young men that aren't college grads,
and young women. It doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
I worked. One of the best mechanics I ever worked with was a female. Her husband owned the machine shop that I worked at, but she was ASE certified, and she could do anything that anybody did. But she was a white woman, so maybe she's a white supremacist now. I don't know. The attacks on what used to be part of the melting pot, the greatness that built America, like Maxine.
What they're telling these blacks today is that blacks built the country and whites were the slave drivers. That's the new narrative. So we're the bad guys as white males, and the blacks that built the country need reparations to make things right. So, you know, that's where we're at. And they want to bust the system with reparations. And now the Democrats want to give these refugees and illegal immigrants Social Security payments, which, you know, I'm really getting sick and tired of them calling Social Security anything other than what it is, and that is a program that workers contribute to, that they're forced to contribute to. Their employers are forced to match those contributions, and that's the Social Security Fund. You know, they act like that's some welfare program now that they have to pay it out. So giving these to illegal immigrants who haven't contributed one nickel to the system is insanity.
I agree.
Again, that's what they're trying to do. I think they're intentionally trying to bust the system.
You know, I have made this statement numerous times, Pat, that I have been paying into Social Security since I was 15. And
right.
My employers have paid in that entire timeline too. So if you want to call it an entitlement and do away with it, then you owe me what me and my employers have paid into it. I'll take it in simple interest. You don't have to compound it. Just give me simple interest. And right. I will take that huge pile of money that I've paid in and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that would end up being about 20 times more than you'll ever get back out of this system.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Imagine FDR set this system up. So imagine you were a 40-year-old woman and or man, and you paid into it for a couple of years. Then you got injured. You quit. When you turned 65, you started, or it might have been younger back then. I don't remember what the original start date was to collect Social Security, but imagine if you only paid in for a couple of years and then you retired, you got all of that money and then some. You talk about a Ponzi scheme. It's the greatest Ponzi scheme ever created.
Well, you know, Newt Gingrich always brags to this day about how he balanced the budget back in the 90s. Trent Lott fessed up that they balanced the budget because they stole money from Social Security.
Yep.
These politicians have been stealing money from Social Security for 5 decades. And now we have to hear these guys talk about how the system's running out of money and we can't sustain, it's just not sustainable anymore. And it's because they've been stealing from it for decades.
When it was originally set up, those funds were set in a separate account. And it wasn't considered part of the financing of the budget for federal government.
Right. And so it was supposed to be a lockbox.
Exactly. So what they ended up doing was, well, look, we've got billions sitting in Social Security. Let's add that. Let's take away that barrier and add it to the general fund. And all of a sudden we're not running a deficit. It's pencil whipping a problem to come up with a solution that is a great big lie. That's all it is. And
yeah.
I worked for a guy, owned a business, small business owner, and he told me that, Jerry, you can pencil whip anything you want to come up with a desired result if you're going to rationalize everything. And that's all we're doing as a government is rationalizing. And with McCarthy caving into the Democrats and the Inflation Reduction Act that Biden got through the Democrat-controlled legislature.
Oh, yeah. That's not doing a thing about inflation, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's increasing inflation. It's
right.
Making it 1,000 times worse. But like I said earlier, they get in the Beltway, and it seems to sap every ounce of common sense that they ever owned, and the corruption is immense. I mean,
yeah.
You
poor old Dopey Joe is still going out there giving speeches talking about how he's reducing the deficit by $1.7 trillion. That's got so many Pinocchios from the Washington Post. I mean, he just continues to lie about reducing the deficit, and people just don't buy it. In a recent CNN poll, nearly 70% of voters that in the poll said that another term by Joe would be a disaster. 70, almost 70%, man. So no one trusts this guy. And are they going to be able to steal another election with the polls being so poor for him? I don't know how.
I don't. You know, with RFK Jr. announcing that he was going to run for the Democratic nomination, I told Leslie, my wife, that I might vote for RFK because his politics is a little skewed from what I believe, but I believe deep down he is an honest person.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't necessarily trust Trump. And Ron DeSantis, like, you know, he's got all kind of red flags to me. We could talk about that at another time, but I just don't trust any of these guys anymore. I've been let down so many times, and let's face it, man, they kept Ron Paul out of the presidency. If we had real elections, Ron Paul would have probably won, 8 years ago, and they did everything they could to keep him down. And, so I don't think they're ever going to let anybody worth a darn get into that office again, unfortunately. But
I don't see any honest individual ever becoming or ever being allowed into the club of politicians. You know, during the break, we were talking about Dan Patrick, the attorney general here in Texas, being impeached by so-called Republicans in the Texas House.
Right.
He's dirty. You know, he says some great things, and then you find out some of his actions don't jive with what he said. Same thing for Abbott. You know, he said he talked tough at the beginning about lockdowns, and then the next thing you know, we got lockdowns and mask mandates. And so they both capitulated. Yeah. And, who is right? Who can you trust? I think the only politician that you can trust is dead and gone.
Well, yeah. I mean, you think these border states, and that's why they wanted to get the Democrats in Arizona. They just released some more information this weekend about how that election was stolen. Anybody that thinks that that was a legitimate outcome needs to have their head examined. Carrie Lake got 400,000 fewer votes than the Republican that won the state mining inspector's job. 400,000 fewer. Katie Hobbs, that hearing, the recent hearing and the prior hearing, they introduced so much evidence that election was stolen. And for those judges to just dump these cases, they've got to be dirty. I mean, that's the only possible explanation. There was no signature verification. They dumped thousands and thousands of ballots that were unsecure. It's just a travesty.
Yeah, one of the signature verification guys was averaging one every second.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you see in New York, they just found out hundreds of thousands of ballots, and they went through and found that all of them were illegal ballots.
Yeah, that's the only way you could get Hochul in there.
Oh, yeah. People forget that, the night before the election was finalized, or the night of the election, Trump was up almost 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. He was up in every single swing state by over 150,000 votes, and they stopped counting. They kicked all of the Republicans and independents out. They wouldn't let anyone observe the final counts. They have video of them bringing in ballots in the middle of the night, unsecured, and the next morning, Trump lost. I mean, anybody that thinks that was fair, again, have your head examined, man.
Yeah. Think about all of the elections that we have sent monitors to throughout the years.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter had a nonprofit where he went around to other countries to monitor and observe elections. What we need are serious monitors, honest monitors on these American elections. But, that's why they put out all those millions, flooded the country with millions of ballots. This whole thing was planned, man, just like the backup plan that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talked about. If Trump won, they'd start up the Russia collusion story and destroy his presidency from the back room. So, that's what happened. They got caught red-handed. And none of them went to jail. It's just hard to believe. Still, almost half the country doesn't even believe that Trump wasn't guilty. Most of the Democrats still think that there was Russia collusion.
You know, you say the falsehoods enough times and it becomes truth.
Right.
That it's all part of the mind programming that's going on. And it doesn't matter what news source anymore, because look at what's going on at Fox. They called the Arizona election for Biden.
Right after the polls closed. Are you kidding?
Yep. So,
you know, I lived in Phoenix. That is a big city, millions of people. And for them to have called that election about an hour after the polls closed was just ridiculous.
So Tucker, the only seemingly only truth teller at Fox, gets fired before he can out Big Pharma for the hoax that was the Rona jab and other things. He was a liability to controlled media. So we got to get rid of him. We can't have.
Yeah, he was. I still think Tucker was controlled opposition. You know, I mean, for the last four or five years, I will write about something. And if Tucker does end up covering it, it's 6 months, 8 months later after I've written an article on it. So he's kind of a Johnny come lately, although he did cover a lot of important subjects, but he didn't really. He said he was going to show all of these videos from January 6th. The most damning videos out there that I've seen anyway were never shown on Tucker's show. So, you know, they could have blown that whole narrative apart. And they've been in office now for almost six months, and the Republicans still haven't done anything about blowing apart the January 6th narrative. None of them hardly are talking about, you know, a pardon for any of these guys that are getting these 10, 15, 18-year sentences for basically a protest. They're saying that it was treason, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, they throw out sedition, but they don't understand the definition.
Right.
It's a railroading of innocent Americans. And there are people that, did they stroll through the Capitol? Yeah. And they
were let in. You know, what most people don't understand is those videos that they showed the public, those were all filmed, much of it was filmed, while Trump was still speaking. A lot of those people were from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and they also know that the reason that they refused to release thousands of hours of video is because the FBI knew that they had dozens of agent provocateurs working for them that would be identified, and that's why they refused to allow much of that video to be shown. So the FBI colluded with the Democrats, the Department of Justice, the CIA, Black Lives Matter. This was all coordinated by the Democrats and probably by the Obama administration, the outgoing administration. So anybody that looks into it, you can't come to any other conclusion unless you're just an idiot.
Right. And the QAnon shaman did his time, got out, and now he's looking to get that expunged from his record because the videotape that came out shows that he was escorted. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
What is so bad about the truth?
Well, an article that I wrote about January 6th, the image that I put with the article was a picture of the QAnon shaman with Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, who is a European filmmaker. He and Nancy's daughter were both there that day, along with a Black Lives Matter leader who ran around the Capitol building with a CNN photographer. That's where a lot of that video came from. So these people were all there. Antifa had a rally at the Capitol before Trump supporters ever got there. So a lot of the violent action around the Capitol, a lot of that was staged by those agent provocateurs for the cameras. And then when the Trump people got there, they let them all in. and knowing that they were going to come back later, identify them through their phones and arrest them. And they were still arresting people over a year later. Really disgusting.
What, Apple pinged people off their cell phones, and that's how they got a heads right. up on and, these people?
Yes, and have you read that they know who that bomber was that left that so-called bomb? It wasn't set to go off. I'm sure it was just planted for effect. They wanted to blame that on the Trump supporters. And they know who put it there now, and they refuse to say who it was. I guarantee you they're not telling us because he was likely a employee of the FBI.
Right, like Ray Epps.
like Ray Epps. They still refuse to say who Ray Epps worked for. They say he wasn't with the FBI, but that didn't mean anything. You know, he could have been a black ops soldier that's been doing black ops for the last 20 years.
Or he just could have been a paid informant, a stooge.
Right.
He may not have been part of the FBI, but they pulled him in to foment the discord, the disruptions that were going on.
And oh, absolutely. This is something we've talked about before where, you know, he was outside saying, storm the Capitol. And all the Trump supporters started saying, Fed. I mean, everybody knew. It was so obvious.
You know, when you get a crowd of people like that, the mob mentality takes over. And you would probably do stuff you would never normally in your lifetime ever do. But the prodding and the pushing and the cajoling that they are experts at, the mind manipulation, to get these people to be fired up and riled up. Do you think that Ashley Babbitt would have ever tried to get in that hallway if somebody hadn't stoked her?
No way. Matter of fact, I'm sure all those guys are the ones that helped her get up there. She couldn't have climbed up there by herself. They boosted her up there, I'm sure. And the black guy from Black Lives Matter, Colorado, was 2 feet away from her when she got shot. So he was right there, and he was running around with a CNN cameraman, and that's likely who shot a lot of that footage of her. So this stuff was all planned, I think.
It was another step in fomenting race wars and violence against anybody that had an inkling to support Trump. And I'm with you. I don't think Trump is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think he did a few good things. I think he was an idiot in a whole lot of categories.
Me too.
But anybody that comes across as being America first is okay in my book. I guess I'm more of an isolated.
Right. No, you're right. You're right there. Biden certainly is not America first. He's clearly being controlled by the UN, the WEF, and, you know, Klaus Schwab.
Anybody that's going to write him a check is who. That's his allegiance, is whoever's paying the bills.
Yeah.
The big guy's got to get paid. Good night, nurse.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, we have flown through another hour, buddy.
That's hard to believe.
Man, it goes so fast when we get together. We don't use a script. We talk about a couple things off air that we want to cover. And then the conversation just goes, and that's why it's always so much fun to have Pat as a guest. Pat, thank you for being a guest of Power Prophecy.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jerry.
Look forward to the next one. That's going to take care of our program this week. Pat and I want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you'll tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.